This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Hundreds of men and women will be spending a fourth day on what has become the world's hardest job. They're digging through the wreckage of what was the World Trade Center. They are emergency workers, fire and rescue crews, police officers, and many, many volunteers. Here's NPR's Alex Chadwick with one of them.
His name is Hale Gerlin.
I'm a cutter. I cut the metal. I use the torches and I cut metal so we can free up some of the metal so they can dig underneath.
He and others are searching for survivors first, but finding many things, including parts of the planes that hit the towers. These are supposed to go to investigators, but they're hard to find.
I mean, everybody's covered with dust. You can't tell a fireman from a policeman, from a civilian iron worker, to a volunteer. You can't find anybody. But most pieces of the plane, I mean, they're not concerned with those boxes. It's going to take them a long time to find those.
His shift began about 9 o'clock yesterday morning, and he stopped work a couple of hours before dawn today, when we spoke with him.
You know, you want to find these people. It's an emergency. It's like you want to see if we can find more live people, so you don't really think about it. It's not a job, so you're not thinking about taking a rest. It's like you're running on a different thing. So people are going 20 hours. I mean, it's amazing to find anybody in that rubble. I mean, the compression of the rubble and the steel and the twisted, but a few pockets, they exist, and there's always hope. So that's why people are, you know, taking these long, long shifts. You don't think about anything. You don't think about the twisted metal and that your hands are, you know, that you're hurt because you're doing something because it could be you under there. I mean, this is, I think, humanity at its best. And before, it's humanity at its worst, the cause of it. I think there's a duality here, but
humanity at its best, humanity at its worst. As with other volunteers, this isn't what Hale Gerlin does normally. He's a helicopter pilot, but he's also a New Yorker.
And just to stand there and see what once was a building, especially in that the smoke and it's a war. And it's never going to be the same. I remember when I was a kid, my father used to take me to look at the hole being dug for the World Trade Center. And I remember it took 10 years to build those massive things. You kept on going back, wow, another story, and it's incredible. And then the first time you ride up in an elevator to see, you know, the windows of the world, these were structures that I saw from the beginning. And to be taken down, 10 years to build and 90 minutes to take down, and the amount of loss of life, and for what? I mean, it's a surreal. It doesn't go in your head. I mean, because death and destruction is not a real thing to human beings. I don't think we ever could accept that. That's why, I mean, we have religion, I think, to get us out of it.
He works with his torch in broken steel and concrete until he's too exhausted to do more. Then he sits down for a while. Other volunteers come up to offer sandwiches and water. People from everywhere, he says.
And New York is the biggest democratic city in the world. We have everybody here, and everybody's treated as equals. I mean, it's a place you can have anonymity because nobody really cares what you are, what you do. And to happen here, in a place of the highest democracy, I think, New York City, is like it's even more of a disaster because now the freedoms of everybody are taken away. It's going to be a huge change for the American public. I mean, that's really going to hit home with that as time goes on. That's going to be a real death. Now we're going to be suspicious people. I mean, and revenge is never sweet. And revenge you have to pay for that. And to be angry and mad and warlike. I mean, from the Civil War, and Reconstruction, I mean, I think we're never going to see this. I mean, we built up to this freedom, and now we lose it. In 90 minutes, we lose it. That's what people are digging for, to find it back. I don't know if we're going to do that.
Hale Gerlin, helicopter pilot, steel cutter, volunteer rescue worker, native New Yorker, got off his shift after 3 this morning. He'll go back on later today. This is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.